Right, earlier on, we were talking about the woman that is going to win the London Marathon for BBC London 94.9.
And possibly full stop.
Yes, it could well frankly. Be. She's running into the record books as we speak. And Jana Gadgil, who is known commonly, not common, but for being our drive time reporter. She's also a bit of a footballer in her spare time. Afternoon, Anjana. Hello, Anjana. Come in, Anjana.
Hello.
Anjana, how are you?
Hello, very well, thank you. How are you both doing?
We're doing very well. Did you hire the pub for no reason or some reason?
Oh, my goodness me. We drew.
Oh, so you can go in it, but you can't drink?
But we was robbed, I have to say.
Oh, well done.
Your producer told me very emphatically, I'm not allowed to swear, we was robbed, and the referee is a proverbial.
Really?
Let's yeah. explain this to people that might not know. Anjana, as I say, is our drive time reporter. She's also a footballer. Very crucial game this afternoon. Why was it such a crucial game?
It was huge. Basically, the result today meant that we could either get promoted, make sure we got promoted as champions, or put us in a very good position to get automatically promoted in second place.
Yeah.
So drawing is not the end of the world.
Well, it sounds like it.
That's what we're all feeling right now. Because we won 2-0 and she disallowed a goal, and she allowed a goal for them that was, she'd already blown up for offside. The referee had blown up for offside and then she let the goal go in.
Was it a female official?
It was a female official.
May I refer you to the Mike Newell suggestions of earlier this season?
Slightly. All of our minds, to be honest.
So you've sort of, but you had games in hand, didn't you?
What we only found out today, I thought we had 2 games in hand. We've actually got 3 games in hand, and the team we played today lost last week. So we can still be champions. If we win the next last 3 games, we can still win the league.
That's the best thing about playing proper football, isn't it? In the Premiership, in the Championship, in all these sort of, you know, big divisions, they know how the table stands. In any other level, you sort of get where the table stands by rumour and whisper. And
exactly.
Sort of, you know, do you know what? We've got 4 games to go when you thought you were playing the decider.
It's all brilliant. I mean, women's football as well. I play in the Division 3 North, Greater London Women's League. So the FA don't really care about us, to be honest. We're, like, very low down the list of priorities. So we didn't have an FA-appointed ref. So the other team got one of their mates, basically, to come and ref for us.
You've been done like a kipper.
Yeah, we really have.
You have been done like an absolute kipper. 18 miles, 16 miles, and the other team have got their mate to referee the game. You've had a great week, haven't you?
Talking of 18 miles, Ian Ramsdale's actually in the pub. One of your sports team, Ian Ramsdale, he's with us in the pub.
He does anything. He'll go anywhere for a free drink, that boy.
Well, there are 22 girls in that pub as well.
Yes, Anjana, I wasn't even going to go to the punchline. I really wasn't.
We're going to leave you with that thought, Anjana. Go drink yourself into a stupor just for the fact that Mick Collins needs some advantage when it comes to Marathon Day. That's Anjana Gadgil, who is our drive time reporter here on BBC London 94.9. She's also part of the Hampstead women's team who drew today, and they was robbed, according to Anjana.